What if we like called him? There's gonna be a missed call from you.
I can't believe we're doing this. I feel like he's gonna answer.
Big show, mama super for crazy is duper like Colin. My shows are amazing. Look at me now from the chips I've been saving. My plates like a picnic.
All right, this could be the most difficult episode ever.
Wait, why? Is it my fault?
No, it's not your fault. It's Landon's fault.
Okay, cool. As long as I know it's not my fault, I'm fine.
And it's been a month since we've done this.
We're rusty.
Welcome to Good Not Great, episode 5.
Yeah, like take 10 with Shannon.
Yeah, we've already filmed 6 episode 5.
Why does this have to be my fault?
It's not your fault.
I know it's not my fault.
This is half your fault. It takes two. Anyway, Landon's friend Shannon is here.
You guys are welcome.
Do you have a last name?
Yes, but
I actually don't know if I know how to spell it. Is it
okay? It's then CK. You're dumb.
No, I know, but for
sound it out, Landon.
No, I know how to spell it, but I don't know if it's
then
right.
What's the question here? You know how to spell my last name, but you don't.
Well,
know
like
if it's right.
Yeah.
CK. Okay. Well, weird. How do you guys know each other? Because clearly you know each other.
I'm just gonna like skip all the minute details. We went to middle school together, and our moms are really good friends now.
Because of us, though. Now.
Sorry. Right. Okay. Yeah. So, and it's kind of weird. We find out things about each other through our moms. Well, like our moms gossip about each other.
It's so funny.
Do you hear this about Landon?
It's so. Wait, really? I thought that was just my mom. No. My mom's like, you know, Shannon's a lawyer now, and I'm like, no, she's not, mom. No, she's fucking not. I'm not
really?
saying, I'm not saying
blow
you're not
me
yet.
Off my spot?
I'm not saying you're not yet.
You're not a lawyer? Are you going
to
be one?
I'm going to be one.
Yeah. But my mom just takes things to the extreme. She's obsessed with Shannon. She's never met her. Well, she met her once now.
We've met multiple. You always say that.
Yeah, we've met a couple times.
What the?
And I know Shannon's mom really well.
Anyway.
And dad.
His mom loves me. Apparently, my mom said that your mom thinks that we're going to get married someday.
God damn. I said
why
that.
Why does this keep coming back?
Yeah, he wishes.
Anyway.
It's this thing, remember when with Raina, she was talking about that guy friend that she's just friends with, but he sleeps over and stuff.
Like in the same bed?
I'm not saying you guys do that. I'm just saying
I would never sleep in the same bed as Landon. Only bunk beds. And I
wasn't
on top.
Saying you would, but...
We've done that in Denver.
Landon is
she tried
a
to make
bottom.
Because like she likes to get her way, which is fair. Which is fair. But she's like, Landon, you're on top bunk. And I'm like, no fucking way. I put my foot down with that one. I'm like, I'm bottom
I fell
bunk.
Out of the bunk bed
What's
twice.
Wrong with top bunk? You don't want to fall?
I fell.
Why don't
he
you
recorded
want top
it.
Bunk?
There's
230
a,
pounds.
There's
Where
a
is
video
this?
Of
you guys
me.
Have a bunk bed? There's like a, this isn't a metaphorical bunk bed. This is real.
I went on a trip with him to visit his family in Denver, Colorado. Which, by the way, question mark. And all of his family thought that we were dating. And his grandma.
Do you know how many times I've had to explain? No.
You bring a girl to meet your family.
But it wasn't. Yeah, that's fucked up. That's true. It's because
there's nothing wrong with it. But
do
you
want to hear the best part? Do you want to hear the best part?
I'm surprised when they assume that.
Okay, this is the best part. So we go to his. Was that your grandma, right? Great. Your dad's sister.
Yeah.
It's dad's sister's place, and she's older. I don't know.
70s.
She pulls me aside from the rest of the family and sits me down, and she looks me in the eyes, and she goes, "I just don't get it."
It's so fucked up.
And I was
you're
like,
gonna be saying, "Put me on the spot."
And listen,
damn.
And it was just funny to me because I was like, "You don't get what?" Because at this point, I figured Landon had explained to everyone that I'm just his friend from childhood. I don't know. And she was like, "You know, you're so pretty." And
there's Landon.
I know.
That's fucked up, dude. Yeah.
Your own family?
I guess so.
Fuck. What the hell? Did
I
you go
about
talk
that.
To your grandma and be like, "What the fuck?" Grandma?
Well, it's not like we are together.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like...
I felt really bad for a moment.
So, do you do any, like, tricks?
Do I do tricks? Like, what kind of tricks?
I don't know. Like, cool shit.
Don't look at me seriously waiting for a reaction.
I'm like, carry on, Henry. I like
it. You're like, she hasn't got shit. No, I don't really
like,
have tricks.
You don't have something that you can do that's like... that like
cooking?
That's a trick. I think that's a skill. I don't think, like, surprise. Surprise, it can do something.
Okay, so you cook, though.
Henry doesn't even want to talk to us. He goes, "Oh, I'm sorry, you cook."
Yeah, I cook.
Yeah, no, what, I'm curious.
I love Italian cooking. I love French cooking. I think
Are you Italian?
Up, Yeah. So growing up, my mom cooked tons of Italian dishes. That was just kind of like what, you know, it was our bonding. So from the time I was old enough to stand at a stove, I was right there with my mom in the kitchen. So it's kind of how I acquired my initial skill set as far as cooking goes. And then as I got older, I got really into actual, like, you know, fine dining and things like that. So I have a lot of cooking books, French cookbooks and stuff like that. And also I've always worked in restaurants. So I've gotten real world experience. I work at Bastille right now.
Oh, yeah.
Simple question, and she just...
I know. My first job was in a restaurant.
All right, my bad. Oh, yeah. I guess I didn't realize.
Well, since I was 14, I've always worked in restaurants.
For sure. So I've been really into truffles lately.
Oh, like...
Yeah, you were making truffle pasta or something.
Oh, my God. It's all I can think about.
Wait, your recipe? You nerd?
What?
The truffle-crusted chicken?
That was a joke.
I know, but you're, like, going full circle with it.
Oh, I want to be a truffle... Panor. Is that a thing? Truffle. I want to know a lot about truffles.
A truffleologist.
Truffle, exactly.
I don't know what the word
That's
is.
What I was looking for.
There has to be a word for that.
Yeah. And you just buy pigs and they go find them in the woods for you.
You know, you can train dogs too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have dogs.
Beagles.
Oh, they run off though.
But they're hunter dogs.
What is a truffle?
It's a mushroom.
Yeah. It's a fungus?
Yeah, it's a fungus.
Fungi.
It grows under the earth.
And they taste so good. Anyways, I had a truffle pesto. Red pesto. And I highly recommend anybody buys it. It's about $12. I know.
You bought it? You didn't make it?
Oh, I made it. I have another jar. I'll let you have
it. Shannon, you would have made it, right?
Oh, no. I
make everything from scratch.
Oh, no. I made it. I'm sorry.
You made it from scratch or you bought the jar?
I made it.
I'm confused because I want to know the real answer.
I bought it on Amazon for $12.
On Amazon? I can't wait for this pesto to get here.
And then I was walking around.
Three more days.
Like tracking the delivery every single minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know why he gets updates to his phone.
There's a truffleologist actually by in Pike Place Market, and so I went to her.
The truffle guy.
And I found
girl.
Wait,
girl.
Truffle you lady. Already asked if there was a term for somebody who is a professional.
Well, we decided
truffle
it was truffle.
Yeah, we decided. I was
oh,
joking.
But there's a truffle. Like, so you knew this whole time? I'm confused right now.
There's a truffle ear.
Yep.
A truffle ear. Anyway.
A truffalier? There you go.
Sounded French.
That's like sommelier, but with truffles.
I don't know what sommelier
is. A wine person.
Okay, oh. I went on a date with somebody who didn't know what a sommelier was, and it blew my mind. I was like, and I said it like three times. I just kept saying the word, like thinking it would like click in his
Eventually
mind.
Eventually he would stop
did
asking.
You, wait, like, oh. Did you notice... Did you say it three times because you realized he didn't know what it was, or did he ask and then you were...
He asked and I was surprised, and then I was like, I didn't know if I was like demeaning him at that point by repeating the same question four times, but it was questionable. And now you're saying you don't know what a sommelier is, so now I have larger questions.
That's surprising because you're into food.
Not wine, not drinks. I don't care about drinks.
Yeah, what?
But it's just like a term you would pick up, I feel like.
Yeah, it's funny because people have
and
told it to me
before. He spends a lot of time watching Netflix, I'm assuming, and that
yeah,
is
like
a big
cooking
movie
shows.
On Netflix. So when you're on a date, do you take the lead at the table when the server comes to order the food? Are
yeah,
you like, okay.
I do. I'm
yeah.
Not gonna
okay.
Lie.
There's, I've had times where the server will, typically it's female waitresses will like indicate for the girl to take the lead. They'll look at the girl and be like,
oh, you've noticed.
No.
Wow.
Well, as a server, let me tell you what that is. That's just, there's
it's
a
just
lot
being
of,
polite.
It's not even that. It's an insecurity for a server. Being at a table, especially if it's a date, if it's a man and a woman, girls will always assume that you're flirting with the guy if you are making eye contact. I've had girls literally write on receipts before, don't flirt with my boyfriend. Here's a $0 tip. I've had that happen when I was just being kind and courteous to tables. It's a big
thing.
That's a girl whose boyfriend is cheating on her.
Oh, exactly. But I have, I mean,
or
it's
she's
a big thing in the industry though.
Really?
So the thing is when that does happen, if a girl is only making eye contact with a woman, they're trying to be respectful of the relationship.
I've never been offended by it. I just assume it was like a girl power thing. Like, just like,
yeah,
they're broing out.
Broing out.
No, that is interesting. I guess that is the male taking over in me because I subconsciously always ask the woman what she's going to order, mainly like keep the conversation, you know, like if I'm trying to keep the conversation going or out of curiosity.
You always let the woman order first, right?
Well, if I know her order and the waitress comes and she says, are you guys ready? I say, yes, she's going to have this and I'm going to have that.
Really?
All I'm saying is
I don't do that. That's interesting.
Let me tell you what.
I don't know if
nothing
that's bad
sexier.
Or good.
No, there is nothing sexier than a man that takes control and orders
pulls
for
your
me.
Fucking hair. Yeah.
Well, duh. But
what are you gonna order? Another 20 minutes.
Yeah, so taking control. Got it. Cool.
No, but really, like when a server comes to the table, like if a guy takes the lead, she's going to have this, this. I don't know. I just think it's hot when a guy does that.
For sure. I think you're in the majority. Probably.
What if he ordered you the chicken tenders and an orange juice?
Well, obviously you discuss what you're going
to
have before.
But how do you respond to that?
I don't know. I love me some chicken strips.
Shannon even one time told me what to order for drinks. That's sexy.
Oh, we did have that conversation.
Yeah. What is it?
What did I say, Landon?
Oban 14.
He remembers.
I don't know
a
what
nice
it is.
Scotch. Wait, I've how do you it get it though, Landon?
I'm sorry, sir. We don't carry that. How do you? What do you do?
Bud Light, please.
I'll have a water.
I'll have some water.
I'll have an orange juice.
Tech Shannon's that sexy.
Wait, no. But how do you get your scotch?
I mean, how I want it and what I
neat,
think might
bro.
Be sexy. Mm-mm. Neat means...
Yeah.
Nope. I can give you a sexier answer.
Oh.
You ready?
There's nothing sexier.
Order it neat, but get ice on the side. It is. It's hot. It shows you want it exactly how you want it.
And I don't want this cube. I want this cube.
I'd like it neat. Can you take some ice and throw it across the bar?
And if one lands in the cup, then we're good. You know what? I'm giving you guys like life advice right now. And I feel like you're just
throwing
it out.
I think that's advice for a very specific type of guy that you're into. That is not me. And is you're close to it.
Yet he orders it.
I've ordered it once or twice.
It's not bad advice. It's not bad advice.
Also, whiskey
I'm not
dick's
take
a real
it.
Thing, so...
Oh, remember you
So I don't know if I'm going to keep ordering it.
It's not specific to whiskey, though. I get it all the time, and
well,
I didn't
I think
even
it
drink.
Is. I have
a
record.
There's a technical term for that.
It's normal, though.
Wait, I really do think it is correlated with whiskey, no? You really don't think? Or you've researched it and
I think
know.
It just sounds good, other than... Vodka dick. That sounds like you dipped your dick in vodka.
Two episodes in a row with like a good dick line. I love it.
Oh, smooth as eggs.
Smooth as eggs.
Smooth as eggs.
Henry.
We don't need to explain
that. All right, cool.
Okay, cool.
It was a ball joke.
It was a ball joke, not a dick joke. I made a mistake.
We're talking about face tuning your dick pics and smoothing the shaft.
Yeah.
Smoothing the nuts. And then you have like a Ken doll looking
I'm not,
scrotum.
Do you do that?
No, but I would love to try it, to be honest.
That would be actually really funny.
like a butt
wait. Wait, but new question. Are people still sending dick pics? Because I haven't gotten one in a really long time.
Is it an age thing or an era thing?
I hope it's both.
I think it's
and
been phased out.
The age and the era is gone.
Yeah, I think I think guys that have been sending dick pics have seen enough memes of them getting
yeah.
made fun of.
It's been so ridiculed as like, don't do this because it's dumb.
Mm-hmm. They finally picked
up. Good, because it is dumb and it should be ridiculed.
I've never met a girl that's like, oh, he sent me a dick pic and I was like, just come over. I mean, I'm sure it's worked.
I've had girls like ask for a couple times.
Stop.
Me too. But
then they're definitely their hoes for sure.
Oh yeah.
If I you mean, have a girl asking,
who else
for
am I hanging out with?
Well, I'm gonna leave now. Nice seeing you, Henry. Landon. See you tomorrow.
Okay. So it's important. I want to hear all about your California trip. It's important, Shannon. It's very important. So you told me earlier that you got like kind of like set up on like a blind date or like I don't know how to put it, you know, you met somebody on Instagram through a friend.
Well this girlfriend that I have that lives in LA, mm-hmm. I don't know, she's just, we've been friends for a long time, but we're not like friends anyways. So we first started like texting, and then I was like, well, immediately we need to go on a trip somewhere, let's go somewhere. Initially he wanted to go to Australia, which was weird, and I was like, let's go somewhere a little closer to home. And so he was like, well, let's go to Napa this weekend. I was like, what? And he was like, we'll go to all these like really nice restaurants. He loves Michelin restaurants. He travels the world and goes to like the best restaurants around the globe. So he was
this dude's telling you to take you to Napa and go to Michelin star restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what it is? I didn't know what it was.
See, that's another thing. He doesn't know what a sommelier is.
Food, dude.
I don't know shit.
Listen, the first restaurant was a 1-star, the second one was a 2, and the third was a 3. And for me, it's not even just going to a Michelin star restaurant. Like, I just love food so much. So the experience of it and just...
And really good Instagram content.
Well, hell yeah. So he's like, let's go to Napa. we'll fly out on Thursday and then you can come back on Sunday, blah, 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 blah. He was like, get your flight. I'll take care of everything else. I was like, well, all right. Like, okay, this is your prerogative. Sure, why not? So anyways, flew to San Francisco. He got a hotel for us at, I don't know, I think it was like the Hyatt downtown San Francisco. It was a good hotel, decent, whatever. And he flew, what?
Wasn't no Motel 6.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm setting the tone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I.
So yeah. He was like, okay, well, I'm going to meet up with some friends for a drink before we meet up. I'm like, all right. I was like, and he was getting a rental car from the airport. So I was like, well, that's kind of lame. He's like, just Uber to the hotel. I haven't even met this guy yet. You're going to have me just Uber to the hotel and like,
it's like when you landed, your expectation was for him to
come. Yeah, like something cute or anything. Like, what the hell? So I'm like, okay, you know, whatever. I'm just going to like noted, whatever. At least like pay for my Uber.
Something.
Like,
it's fucked up.
If you're not going to pick me up, at least.
Especially because he was like, I'll take care of everything else.
It was, wait. So it was just weird. I get into the room and I'm feeling rushed because we had a 9 o'clock reservation at this really, it's called California's in San Francisco. Really, really nice restaurant. It's a Michelin Mexican restaurant. So it's kind of cool.
Okay. So there's different nationalities of these Michelins.
No. A Michelin star is just an award essentially
to
given.
Not even the restaurant. It's to a chef specifically.
You could be a Michelin star like, chef.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was like McDonald's, where there's like a ton of them, but like 5-star or 3-star.
Okay, probably. Terrible analogy.
You get what I'm saying? I thought that it was like there was a bunch of them. Okay,
basically,
sorry.
Everyone's so pretentious in food that they were like, we need our own exclusive star system.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
It means it's good.
And so you go to the Mexican one.
It means it's phenomenal. To get a Michelin star is not easy. You can lose a Michelin star too.
I've always wondered, is it Michelin like the tire company?
Yeah.
It's the same company?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
Do you know how
I wasn't even going to ask that.
What the story is behind...
I don't
why a tire company rates chefs.
I just know it's really great.
I've always wondered that, and I thought it was right, but I didn't know.
You're like, I don't want to feel stupid asking. That's how I felt, at least.
I'm texting him. He's like, we went to the hotel bar. He wasn't even like... at some other place. Same hotel. Like, I walked by the motherfucker.
What?
And he didn't even... I was like, did you see me walk right by you? Like, were you going to say anything? Weird. And whatever.
That's really weird.
Were you like... But like, were you like in communication? Like, he knew when you got there?
We were texting the whole time. I was texting, texting
him
in the Uber.
10 feet from him in the bar.
Yeah. It was so bizarre. And so I was like, okay, well, like, whatever. So at that point, I didn't care because I was just trying to get ready fast. Haven't even met the guy yet. He's just like drinking at the bar at the hotel.
With a buddy?
With a buddy. I walk into the bar and he's there with his friend. And I'm like,
with his friend?
Like, I'm so awkward just in general in life and just add the situation to it. I was just weird as hell. And he stands up. He looked great. I was like, oh, you're cute. He was super cute. And his friend was super nice, shook my hand, like had a great conversation. And we get an Uber to the restaurant. Things are like, okay, you know, I don't know. There's nothing bad at
the
that point, except
with
for
you.
No, we parted ways.
Can you imagine he's there the whole fucking time?
He had the night shift at the hospital.
He sat at the table next to us. I mean, it's a total self-conscious move to bring your friend. That's shit I used to do, like in high school.
But maybe I mean, it could have, but we can't write that off. Okay. No one knows.
We have a lot of speculation.
Yeah,
we
don't know. So I get to the restaurant, we sit down. This place is nice. Like, he wanted me to pick the wine, which I was like, oh. That's weird, but sure, I'll take the lead on it, whatever. Then all of a sudden, we're sitting down, and he's just, like, quiet. He's super quiet.
Was it quiet in the car ride leading up? Can you remember?
Yeah, it was quiet in the car ride leading up.
Okay.
Not, like, super. I just thought, you know, he...
Getting the nerves out.
Yeah, and he had been... at that point, I didn't know how much he had already had to drink. I assumed he said he had, like, 2 old fashions, but he could have been lying or could have been serious.
Were you also quiet or nervous or, like...
No, I'm never quiet or nervous. I'm always just...
So you didn't feel like a vibe that was like nervous?
Well, we had already talked so much on the phone. I felt like I already knew him for years. And it was weird. It was awkward. I had to like poke and prod and get the conversation out of him. There was points in the night where it was just like completely silent. I'm just like sitting there like, so should we go now? We had one. And you always know when you have one drink somewhere and want to leave. You don't really like the person that much, right? So we go back to the hotel. We get into the room. I'm like, fuck. There's one bed. There's one bed.
And he's like,
well, yeah, basically he was in his chonies and it was like weird too.
What's a
he was in his boxers.
Chonies?
It's like, dude, I don't even know you. And you're like in your chonies.
He just stripped that. You walked in, he just was like,
well, he was in his like things. His chonies.
But he just,
Henry, will you pull up a picture of chonies for all the people?
They're like, I know, think like about a boxer like Hanes briefs.
Okay, boxer briefs, right? It's not whitey tighties though.
No, ew, hell no.
Yeah, I wear boxer briefs.
Yeah,
best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
get into that. So get into the bed, and he like is really close to me, and I'm like, for me,
he's like in the middle. You're on the edge.
Okay, throughout this time, you guys haven't like gotten physical,
haven't held hands, haven't been like cute. Like nothing. So I'm like, this is gonna suck. Oh yeah. So can you imagine what I'm going through at this point?
Yeah.
I get into the bed and out of nowhere, like he gets confidence and he turns to me and grabs me. And he was like, and I told him, I was like, before he did that, I was like, listen, I was like, I don't want to feel obligated in any way for anything to happen tonight. Mm-hmm. I was like, consider this a first date. Like, I don't kiss on first dates like at all.
Kiss?
No, hell no. I'm like really old fashioned.
Like a goodbye peck.
No, okay. Absolutely not. I'm really old fashioned when it comes to dating, and for you to get the whole enchilada, that's a big deal. And for you to even get a kid, no, it's not going to happen. And I was like, and I told him, I was like, I want you to treat this like a first date. It's my first day meeting you. So he turns and he's like, well, you can at least give me a kiss. And he turns in to kiss me. And I was like, wow. I was like, back up. I was like, that is not going to happen. I got like really upset about it. I wasn't really upset. I was like, no, listen, like just, I was really upset. You're probably
cool.
I was
internally upset, externally cool.
I was keeping it cool because at that point it's awkward. So I like put a pillow divide in between the like the two of us.
The old Landon trick.
I love that trick.
He does that every time I snuggle up with him.
Oh, I didn't think you were going to say that.
Puts a pillow in between us.
You have to.
Okay, so I'm going to skip forward because if I went into extreme detail, I could literally talk about this for like 5 hours. So
did
then.
Never mind.
What?
Did he do the old
boner
little poke poke.
He like
just joking.
No, ew, fuck
butt,
no.
Butt cheek poke.
I fails, hate that I know exactly fails. It failed. No, I didn't even know. No, I don't even know what is like. I have no clue what's going on down there. Now, mind you, I still had my flight back from San Francisco to Seattle because of my original flight that I bought.
Oh, you bought a round trip ticket.
Bought a round trip. Bought an additional ticket from San Francisco to LA. He bought my ticket from LA to Seattle.
Mm.
It's $100.
That was smart on your part. Did you plan that? Or?
No, because it was just normal. Like we had already, that was the original plan. It was Seattle to LA. Oh, so you could have just
hopped on your round trip early?
Exactly. Okay. So I didn't even think about it. And as I'm driving, I'm like, I can't fucking do this. I was like, I got to go home.
Are you like calling your friends or mom?
I'm texting all my girlfriends. I'm
not
like,
mom, no.
My mom too.
Okay. That's what I'm just curious.
I'm like, girl. So I'm literally texting all my girlfriends, my mom. Like, I'm like, I can't do this. I think I'm gonna go home back to Seattle early. I was like, I gotta get home. I can't do this. I'm freaking the fuck out. They're like, come home, we'll hang out tonight. Like, let's drink wine and talk about it. I'm like, I don't even give a fuck. I just need to get home. And so we're driving back. I kid you not. We didn't say a word the entire drive from Napa Valley to San Francisco. He's just quiet, just. And he's not mad. He's not sad. He's not disappointed. He's just, and I'm like,
I couldn't do that.
I played my music the whole time.
It's like a weird prison.
It was, you know, and then the final stretch, there's tolls, right?
There's tolls. Did he make you pay tolls?
He put his, no, listen, he's driving. He puts his hand out like this. Just puts his hand out, expecting me to put money in his hand. And this is me, right? Like going for my money, and he like still has his hand out. I'm like, can you give me a fucking second? Like, I need to get the money. And he like has his hand out for like 5 minutes. I'm not even kidding. It's the weirdest fucking thing. Oh, mind you, the toll in from San Francisco to Napa, I paid. So I think he thought that since I paid the first way there, I was going to pay the way out, which I don't care. It's, it was $7.
But
it's like,
put a hand
don't
out
put
is
your
so
hand
degrading.
Out like that.
Yeah,
it's
like,
fucking rude.
It's more of the principle of, he said he was going to pay for stuff, and not only did he say he was going to do it, but he showcased this, like,
yeah.
this he's amount of money. He's
basically saying, I'm rich as fuck. I will do everything you want.
It's like, so cut it short or continue to pay. Follow through on your word or say this isn't working
And it's
out.
Not even that. At all these wineries we went to, you always order wine because it's a courtesy thing to do. Mm-hmm. He shipped home like $200 shipments of wine every place we went to. So it's not like he's like trying to penny pinch and save money. He literally had me pay for things he wanted me to pay for.
Okay, I do want to hear the end of the story, though.
So I pay
before
for
we start diving in.
Like, it was annoying as fuck. I, like, throw $7 cash in his hand because I just had cash on me, thankfully. Like, what if I didn't? What would you have wanted me to do, weirdo? So I give him the cash. He pays for it. We get in there. I don't say a word. I'm annoyed as fuck, and I'm kind of hungover from the night before, so I'm just, like, not in a great mood. And then he has to stop for gas. And the whole time I'm like, he's going to make me pay to fill up this car with gas. Like, the whole time I'm like, I know he's going to do it. Like, I know it. First gas station we go to, the tank's not work. Like, the thing isn't working. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. Like, get me to the airport so I can please just break away. I'm like, so done at this point. We go to a different gas station. Same thing happens again. I'm like, what not the working, fuck is going on? Like, the gods are against me right now. We end up getting back there. We get onto the tram. We, like, get rid of the car. We're going to the airport. I'm so ready to just, like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm not going to LA. I'm going to Seattle. He doesn't know at this point. I haven't told him. I haven't told him. And I'm like, I don't know how to, because I didn't want to tell him on the drive there because he's going to want to talk about it the whole time. I don't want to talk about that. My mind is made up. Yeah, I'm not going to
does
LA.
Does he seem like the kind of person that would want to talk about it the whole time?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Because I even, like, mentioned, I was like, oh, because I wanted to go to the gym every day that I was there. I was like, I'd love to work out, like, while I'm here in Napa. He's like, oh, well, don't worry. We have a really nice gym in my apartment. I'm like,
in LA where you're going.
Going. So, yeah, didn't bring it up on the drive. We finally get to the airport. It gets weird. Also didn't mention when he originally booked my ticket, he was like, oh, I'll sign you up for the clear pass. And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, you know, the clear pass, like it's like the better than TSA line where you don't have to wait in line. You just walk in. Turns out you only add like wives and children to your like clear pass. He added me to his so we wouldn't have to wait in security from San Francisco to LA, which I was like, at the time, I was like, oh, that's really sweet. That's cute.
But it's weird.
I didn't think it was weird at the time.
I thought it was weird when she first
I didn't
told
think
me.
It was weird at the time. I was like, that's cute. That's really nice. I had to get like thumbprinted. They like did the aura, I don't know, the eye scan thing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like locked into his thing, which is like a big deal.
That dude has your DNA now. Sorry.
Don't say that. And so we go to leave, and this is when it gets weird. We get to the airport, car's checked in. We go to get in the security line. We get into the security line, and I look at him. I'm like, I think I'm going to go back to Seattle. And he looks at me. He's like, what? And I was like, I think I need to just go back to Seattle. And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, I was thinking about how I have to, like, wait in the security line all over again when I go from LA to Seattle. I was like, I just can't do it. I was like, I just really kind of just want to go home. I was so weird. I was so awkward.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
And he was like, well, why didn't you tell me this earlier so we could have, like, talked it out? Like, he was like, I really want you to come to LA with me. I was like, I know, but I need to just go home. I was like, I honestly, and he was like, well, do you want me to walk you to your gate? Because at this point I thought we were on the same terminal. Turns out I'm in a terminal next to him. Fuck. He's like, well, do you want to go through the clear pass together? I'm like, this is so awkward.
You told him prematurely.
He awkwardly went slightly through the it was so awkward. So this clear pass he signed me up for, I had to go through with him after I told him I wasn't going to LA with him. He's like, well, is everything okay? I was like, yeah, everything's fine. I just really kind of just need to get home.
You're just lame.
I couldn't. Don't. See, this is why I can't. This can't be broadcasted. 4 days go by. And when was it? I messaged him and I was like, hey.
How long ago again was this whole trip?
This was literally, like, I'll tell you. I think.
So this was recent as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, this is extreme. This was like a couple weeks ago.
So this dude could still hit you up.
Oh.
Oh my God. Okay.
Listen. So, look, this was February 3rd.
Is that the receipt he sent you, the bill?
A Venmo.
It's an itemized list.
February 3rd, I said, made it, like, onto his plane. No message. And then Friday, February 8th, he still hasn't talked to me. Nothing. I haven't heard from him. He spent so much money. He probably spent almost 10 grand on that weekend. I don't even know how much goddamn money he spent.
I feel you have anything so to feel bad about it.
Honestly, I will never feel good about this for the rest of my life.
I want to talk about it from a financial.
I mean, I don't think you should feel good, just for the record, but you shouldn't feel bad.
I feel terrible.
Yeah, I guess but there's no reason to feel good.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not like you should make it a positive thing. I guess it's learning maybe experience, but it's either of you, I don't think, did anything wrong.
I want to say one thing, and I know that this is weird, but I just want to like pretend like this is my own scenario. Let's just say I have $1,000 in my bank account, which is totally normal for people our age, more or less. It doesn't matter.
$1,000 in your account?
Let's just say I think that's totally normal.
No, that's balling, dude.
Yeah, like honestly, like my money fluctuates. It doesn't matter.
I got $9.
All I'm saying is, let's just say I have $1,000 in my bank account. If I take a girl out for dinner, that's $100, right? Me and her get drinks, dinner, that's
$100. 10% of your net worth.
That's 10% of my net worth. There is a chance that he has 100 grand in his bank account and he shelled out 10 grand for this whole thing. He's looking at it the same as we do, just on a larger scale.
It's a larger scale, yeah.
But isn't that kind of weird to look at?
His 10 grand was your expensive night. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. All I'm saying is for him, I hope he recovers from this in a way where it was just a bad date, the same as me and the same as like people our age in a normal.
But honestly, that's not the point, though. The point behind it was that my expectations were through the roof because he was so incredible.
I get it.
On the phone before I met him, I was like, I literally had a crush on a guy I hadn't even met, which is kind of embarrassing to even say.
I'm just trying to feel better for him for a second.
I get it.
Before
but
we
it's
move
like,
on to you.
I'm not trying to move no, on to
no, no, no.
Me.
I wasn't trying to say that rudely.
It's not about you, Shane.
This is about him. Henry, I honestly wanted you to hear the story on or off the podcast because I just want to, I know.
It's an excellent story.
It is an excellent story. What's your initial takes on this guy? Because I've already said mine is Shannon. But
I have a couple working theories. Initially, I thought maybe this dude doesn't have as much experience with women as
exactly what Landon said.
He may have first
as he may have came off to you as much as he might have told you.
Right.
He might have been more comfortable.
I think he flourished later in life.
He graduated from high school when he was 15 years old and went straight to UCLA as a first year freshman at UCLA as 15 years old.
Yep.
He was living in the dorms in UCLA at 16 years old. He graduated medical school and became a certified licensed doctor at 24 years old. But I think that definitely has a lot to say for why he would be a certain way socially or be a certain way in a relationship. If you're a fucking, he's been a doctor for, let's see, he was 24 when he graduated.
8 years.
Yeah, that's a, well.
You say he's 32, right? Yeah.
No, he's 34.
10 years.
I lied. Yeah, he's been a doctor for 10 years, an ER doctor, highest stress, the most like stressful job you can imagine as a human being.
So somebody like that, I wouldn't be surprised that they can send a persona over a phone that is very charismatic and like, charming, because it's something you can turn on and off, right? It's like almost like a skill, whereas to be yourself for 4 days and not be able to turn it on and off.
Exactly. You're immersed at that point.
And I can relate to the scenario in a certain way where when you have all the attention on you, it's different than being in like a party atmosphere with your friends.
Exactly.
Right? Which is why I think his friends
That's
at the
a good
bar.
Point
which is,
too.
I mean, regardless, like, it's funny because I feel like women typically on a first date or whatever talk more. But I feel like the guy has, in my opinion, a little bit more pressure on him because he has to showcase what he's capable of. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what a date really is, which whether that's sexist or not. That's
no, right. A date literally is a woman essentially like vetting a guy on several different levels, mm-hmm. like how much he can provide, his social status, like all these things.
Everything.
Right. And it's like a song and dance type thing. It's like peacocking essentially as a guy, like trying to display to this girl that you have value, that you're worth something.
Yeah.
But
well, and if you're already a doctor, quote unquote, yeah. like you already have a leg up as far as like somebody thinking that you have a social, like
that leads into my other theory where that's, he's like, I have money, I'm successful, I'm, he's clearly really smart. So he checks all these boxes and he's like, all right, I'm good. And so he doesn't feel like he, like, so his value,
he's already won.
In his mind, he's like, my value is what I can provide in experience and financial, like providing and things like that. So he doesn't, he's not worried about how he comes across as a person, because to him, he's like, but I have all this, I'm doing all these things.
Right. And the thing was also, weeks leading up to that, I was like, oh, I'm not sure about this. Like, honestly, I was like, what if we meet each other and we hate each other? And I remember telling you that. Yeah. And he even said, like, he's like, well, I don't think we're going to hate each other. He's like, I already like you a lot. I already think you're a really cool girl. And, you know, things are going to go in a great direction.
I think that there's a chance, and I know you disagree, that he's not who he's making himself out to be.
Really?
In what
because sense? So we're going deep conspiracy.
To an extent.
I've got my own, but I want
to
hear yours.
Yeah,
sure.
Because...
Yeah.
I don't know what's ever happened in my life to make me feel this way, but whenever somebody's talked about money or like what they do, I've not instantly believed them. And I do think it's possible that he's in the medical field. I do think it's possible he has at least 10 grand.
Wait. I want you to continue with what you're saying, but before you get too deep.
You did your homework.
1,000%.
There's no way you don't.
Hell fucking no. That's what I do for a living. No, literally. Homework? I'm serious, you guys. Like when he told me that.
You're
like,
a student?
The thing was with him, he doesn't like to talk to, like when I would even tell people that he was a doctor, he would get mad at me.
I feel it.
He didn't like that.
Okay.
He comes from very humble beginnings. You have to understand that. And he did work really hard to get to where.
And I'm not saying he's lying.
He has his MD. Like I looked it up.
He's a doctor, but
yeah.
The only thing I'm questioning the only thing I'm skeptical of is
I'm joking. You just have one big like eyepiece.
It's an interesting for a guy to flaunt so much money when they have it. Do you guys not agree?
I don't agree with
okay,
that.
Okay, that's fair. I just think that if he had all that,
it didn't seem like he was.
He was making not a flaunting show of it. He made me pay for shit. If he was trying
that,
to make...
Okay, that but that's different. I'm 90% sure that's because you didn't have sex with him.
Yeah.
Like, that sounds really shitty, but...
No, I get it.
It's not... I mean, it's shitty, but it's not shitty for you to say it.
Because, like, I get that mentality of, like, the give and take thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, that dynamic in a relationship where you...
Now, this is a weird, simplistic way to put it, but let's just say we're ordering appetizers... No, okay, that's stupid.
No, yeah, you can boil it down to something very simple.
At a certain point, I'd be like, all right, I'm not getting anything out of this.
Right.
I'm going to cut it off right here.
Yeah.
And that's what he did on a mass scale.
And like a normal, healthy person is like realizing the other things that they can get out of it that aren't
physical, right? I see that. I could see that. That makes sense.
Because the more you put yourself in this
guy's shoes. So you're saying if I fucked him on the first night and just went to town... You think after that, every single thing he would just
he would he for sure would have paid for everything. He might not have been a more interesting person, but he would have.
I think he would have also to add on to that. I think he would have paid for everything, but I don't think he would have done as much. I don't think
potentially.
I don't think you guys would have went to 7 wineries. I think you guys would have went to 3. I don't think you guys would have went out. I'm just saying.
I think they would
have. I get that perspective. I
see what you're saying, but
I see it.
It's like so I'm gonna actually take a nap this afternoon.
Hey, what if we like called him?
Oh God,
I am 100% in.
Would you be down for that?
Oh God, yeah.
Why we don't even ask?
What time is it? What's today?
What time is
it's
in
11
LA?
On a fucking Thursday?
What time is it in LA?
Okay.
Do you want me to do talking? I'll talk.
No,
to you.
What? If I call him, say a goddamn word in the background. I swear to God,
that's
you
fair.
Have to be silent. Yeah, yeah. Okay, promise.
I promise.
Shannon, will you take one headphone off your ear? One headphone off your ear.
Then we can do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be a missed call from you.
I can't believe we're doing this. I feel like he's going to answer.
No, Anzi's not going to answer.
Yeah, no way, but he might call back.
He's looking at it. He's looking at his phone right now. Yeah. He's got an open heart surgery and he's looking.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated. Are you gonna
voice? Voice? No, fuck
hey,
no.
You're on Good Not Great.
Oh, oh, what if God, he calls me suspense. To like tomorrow?
Thank you for listening, Shannon. Yep. Do you have a good, how was?
I'm just gonna do a curtsy whilst sitting.
That was great. Honestly, yes, that was whilst. One of the most interesting stories I've heard.
Absolutely, I know. Yeah, you're more than welcome to come over and never touch my bottle of Ciroc again. And yeah,
literally, see, it's deceiving because that looks like a like almost half, but it gets wider at the bottom.
It gets wider at the bottom.
This isn't Napa, Shannon. This is fucking.
You can't just grab things that other people are paying for.
This is 89th Street. We don't got Napa money. You think we got Napa money?
This is the best podcast on 89th Street.
And if you didn't know it, now you know.
No. It's the best one. We don't know if it's the only one.
We don't know if there's other ones, Shannon.
So
we refuse to find out.
All right.
Because then we might not be the best.
Some guy gets 213 views.
Yeah. Oh no, we're done.
There's like everyone in the surrounding vicinity of you with like podcasts.
There's, I don't want to think about it.
I don't even want to think about it. Fuck them.
Anyway, thank you for listening. This is the part where the music comes in and Landon gets up.
I'm craving this new project. The month's about to be crazy, and I cannot rest.